The Play Action Podcast is fueled by Picasso's Pizza, where every night is pizza night.
Welcome to the Play Action Podcast. We are reviewing the end of the season in the wake of the Bills' loss to the Kansas City Chiefs. We are reviewing today before, we should say, the end of season wrap-up news conferences from Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott. But, Catherine, let's start with the offense. The Bills, you know, we have to say, exceeded expectations by getting as far as they did in this season. But another loss to Kansas City is extremely depressing, given how great Josh Allen played this season and given the fact that this Kansas City team was not as dominant as past versions. They were very gettable this year, and the Bills didn't get it done.
Yeah, it stings for the Bills. You know, I think when you look at kind of the demeanor of the room after the game, during locker room cleanout on Monday, they know what kind of chances they had, what kind of chance they gave themselves, and they ultimately came up short. I think this one's going to hurt for a long time, just looking at some of the missed opportunities on both offense and on defense.
You know, if you say, okay, 32-29, 2 minutes to go, give Josh Allen the ball at midfield with first down. You might, at the start of the season, you would have signed up for that 100%. And yet, the great Steve Spagnuolo, the Chiefs defensive coordinator, came up with a way to get a stop. It was a close call. Second down, first down, Josh off page with Khalil Shakir over the middle. Josh had a check down open. Second down, Samuel's open on a pivot route, gets batted down. Third down, big blitz, great call on a screen to Cooper. Cooper slips as he's catching the pass, only gets 5 yards, could have gotten 15 maybe. And then fourth down, the Chiefs fooled the Bills with a big blitz. You couldn't pick it all up with a five-man protection. The Bills were sliding left. If the blitz came from the right, they got snookered. Josh makes an unbelievable pass, and Dalton Kincaid can't bring it down. I think, you know, the run game was good. I think that in the end, the Bills' two-minute passing offense wasn't quite good enough. Their passing game wasn't quite good enough to beat Kansas City. I think I was disappointed in Cooper overall. He did contribute. It was great they have him. I don't know that they get this far without him, but I thought, giving up a third-round pick, he was going to produce more than he did. And they needed somebody big on the outside in this game against Kansas City, and Cooper didn't do enough.
Yeah, I think there's a few guys that could have done a little more for this. You know, Dalton Kincaid, not just that final play. I want to be very clear on that, but just because of his season as a whole.
His numbers were way down. Now, he does have an injury excuse.
Yes. Dawson Knox said that Dalton Kincaid was playing with a torn PCL throughout the season.
A bad knee on the other side.
Yeah, so two bad knees. But I think still just kind of he didn't take the step that we were expecting this season prior to the injury even. And then you look at that play to end the game, you know. We talked to him after the game, was saying that he should have brought it in. It was a crazy throw. I don't know. Yeah. But it, you know.
You'd like your number one pick to catch the ball.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to make a great play. To beat the Chiefs, somebody needs to make a great play. It was a really tough catch. You know, it's what are you going to do? But I think, yeah, I mean, thank God for Mac Hollins. He makes the two biggest catches of the game. Yeah. Touchdown one-on-one with Trent McDuffie. And then the 32-yard catch to set up the last touchdown. In the end, I think Samuel wasn't as good a signing this year as we thought he was going to be, and Cooper didn't do enough. Coleman had about the kind of rookie year you would expect from the 33rd overall pick. You hope he can be better, but, you know, we'll see. He's got a lot to prove.
I think one silver lining from both this game and from kind of the season was James Cook. He had such a standout season, and then, you know, when they got him going in this game, it really mattered.
Yeah, he was, you know, I give Joe Brady credit. They did get the running game going. They pounded the Chiefs in the second half. Cook with the amazing touchdown effort get over the goal line.
Ridiculous.
On the option pitch. Cook, I think he had 139 combined yards on only 16 or 17 touches.
Yeah.
We could talk about his future, but, I mean, he's under contract for next year. But, again, when it came down to the last drive, the Bills didn't have the luxury of
Correct.
Running much.
Yeah.
It had to be the passing game, and there wasn't enough winners they could go to. Again, I thought Amari Cooper's contract is up. I can't see spending money on him. We'll talk about that in the third segment. But, I mean, you needed more. You needed more big plays. He did give some big plays. Again, I don't know if they get this far without him. Wasn't good enough. The wide receiver core overall probably overachieved. The collective group gave them a lot. But to get to the Super Bowl, it wasn't enough to beat the Chiefs. And, again, it is depressing that Steve Spagnuolo, the greatest defensive coordinator in the NFL, found a way to get it done again. And he's not going anywhere.
Yeah. He's going to keep being with Kansas City, and the Bills will have to go up against them over and over. Now that we've gone through some of the woes of the Bills' offense, let's look at the defense. I feel like we are always talking about them this way at the end of the season, but they just did not get enough done in this game.
Yeah, I mean, this is where coaching deserves criticism. Sean McDermott's defense underperformed again in the final chapter of the season. Kansas City scores 32 points. It's most points in the last 37 games. They had 28 first downs, tied for their most of the whole season. 8.3 yards per pass, best by Kansas City in their last 17 games. The week before, Houston held them to 14 first downs.
It's
now,
nuts.
Houston has three stud top picks, Derek Stingley, Will Anderson, free agent Danielle Hunter. Those three players are more elite than anybody Buffalo has on defense. Okay, so that's why you can't hold them to 14 first downs. How about 25 instead of 28? It was one of the worst defensive performances of the year. The Rams game was worse, but it is discouraging that the Bills did so poorly in stopping them. They did get 2.5 stops in the second half, which gave the offense the chance. Two stops, and then they held them to a field goal on the last drive. But this defense needs to – this organization needs to do soul-searching over what they need to – who they're looking for and what they need to do on defense, because it's not good enough to get it's good enough most weeks. It's not good enough against Kansas City. Clearly, the Bill and I will say that they tried different. They didn't do the same.
Yeah.
They played more man. They played 47% man coverage on dropbacks, according to Next Gen Stats. And Mahomes was 12 of 15 for 169. I mean,
yeah,
their man cover. They need better man coverage.
Yeah, they were without Christian Benford since pretty early in the game. They were without Taylor Rapp coming into it. But I think even Sean McDermott said you can't just rely on, those guys. You have to have your defense as a whole ready. So it's bigger than just those injuries.
I'm not giving them a pass. Last year, we gave them a pass. They had A.J. Klein off the couch against Kansas City in the playoffs. The defense was decimated. Okay, not this time. Oh, I mean, yes, Benford was a loss. Rapp was a loss. I don't care. No. They needed to do better than 28 first downs by the Chiefs. Now, they, you know, they don't, their blitzes aren't good, as good as Spagnuolo's blitzes. They blitzed, I had them, Mahomes was 5 of 6 for 64 yards on the blitz. They blitzed him like 16 times in the regular season game. The game script was different in the regular season game, but again, I'm not blaming the offense. The offense held the ball for almost 31 minutes. You can't ask the offense to hold the ball 34 minutes every single playoff game. You know, what? You know, the offense scored 29 on a great defensive coordinator. Now, I mean, they didn't get it done in the end. That's yada yada. We already discussed the offensive failings, but this defense deserves the number one portion of the blame. McDermott needs to do something different. And McDermott and Bean need to do soul searching to figure out how to play better against the Chiefs. And the whole league is figuring needs to think about that, but that's their problem, number one.
It feels like we're talking about the pass rush again, just kind of what they are not able to accomplish against Kansas City in the playoffs in particular, just not being able to affect Mahomes enough when it really matters.
Yeah, I mean, you just compare the week before, Houston. Granted, Houston's got Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter, but you know, Kansas City's offensive line has been a great strength for this whole dynasty, but was a little dinged.
Yeah.
They were playing Joe Tooney at left tackle.
That's right.
He's a good player, but he's gettable. Houston, you know, put pressure on him. The Bills, A.J. Epinesa and Dewan Smoot had A.J. Epinesa and Dewan Smoot rushing against him a lot. They didn't get the job done. And then we go to Von Miller. You know, the pass rush was not good enough. I thought Ed Oliver played a good enough, a winning game. I thought they, you know, they did spy. I felt like they spied Terrell Bernard a bunch, and he was just a dead man in coverage. He was just standing there. So the plan wasn't good enough. The pass rush plan wasn't good enough. That's on McDermott, Babbage, and the players, which we're going to talk a little bit more about in our next segment. Okay, the season is over. Let's talk about some Bills who may have played their last game for the team. Catherine, pending free agents.
Yeah, it's always such a weird time of year where free agency feels it's going to come so much faster, and they've got some notable names on there. Some pending free agents, Amari Cooper, Rasul Douglas, Matt Collins, DeMar Hamlin, Reggie Gilliam, Ty Johnson, Jordan Phillips, who told us that he only wants to be a Bills player. But then there's more, too. There's Austin Johnson, DeJuan Smoot, Quentin Jefferson, Reed Ferguson. So there's quite a number of guys here that I think they're going to have to make some big decisions on when it comes to the offseason.
Yeah, and they have to do it while also looking towards spending money. They have four key guys who will be in their last year of their contract in 2025, who they will not want to let hit free agency, at least some of them. Greg Rousseau, Khalil Shakir, Christian Benford, Terrell Bernard, in no particular order. So they have to save money for that. But, I mean, the big names there, you know, I think Cooper, Douglas, Hamlin.
Yeah.
Key starters. Obviously, Hollins is a key starter. I think they'll try to bring him back, but he's not going to be expensive whether he stays or goes. But Cooper, Douglas, Hamlin. I can't see spending the money on Cooper for what he did. And Douglas, I think they need a philosophy shift, as we just saw. You can't just play zone. Again, they have to build this roster with the eye toward the Chiefs, period. Not Jets, not Dolphins.
Yeah.
This is about getting players who match up with the Chiefs. That's all it's about, because they're not going anywhere.
No.
If you wind up losing to the Ravens next year, well, at least it's different. You know, and then we can look at, I don't know that it's a priority to bring any of those guys back. You'd like to have some of them back, but they need better man coverage. They need to find some man coverage people. Kyer Allen was supposed to be it. That's still a giant whiff by Brandon Bean. Even though the rest of the draft was sensational, it's hurting them.
Yeah.
It's hurting. It hurt them. This game, the Elam miss killed. And then we talk about some guys who could be gone for contractual reasons because they need cap room. And the number one guy on that list is Von Miller. So he's a $23.8 million cap hit. Now, Von talked to us in the locker room. Von, you know, he's a great veteran presence with the other guys in the locker room, but you're not paying $23.8 million for vibes. they save $9 million against the cap by getting rid of him, but actually they could split out the cap, $15 million cap hit over 2 years. So if they got rid of him instead of $23.8 for this 2025 season, he could be only $6 million for 2025 and then $9 million the year after when the cap goes up even more. I don't see any way you can justify keeping Von. Von suggested he'd take amenable. He definitely wants to be back. All well and good. Look at the snap counts against Kansas City. A.J. Epenesa, 46 snaps. DeJuan Smoot, 30 snaps. Von Miller, 16 snaps, 10 pass rush snaps in the biggest game of the year.
That's tough. Yeah.
What does that say?
Doesn't say much good.
It says he's gone. You can't. How can you keep him? I thought he looked showed more burst, but not enough.
No, I think that's definitely a discussion the Bills are going to have. Like you said, Von Miller himself has mentioned that he's open to, you know, kind of working with them to make it work.
And he took a pay cut this year. And you could make the case that, well, maybe you get rid of, save space by getting rid of Epenesa. But, you know, and maybe, okay, fine, whatever they got to do. But, I mean, he's making $6 million a year. He's a $6.2 million in cash, $7.4 million cap hit. Von, I still think, is their second best pass rusher to Rousseau, but that's a problem.
Yes, I think that says more about the pass rush than it says about Miller, frankly.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I mean, you know, in the end, the Von Miller signing failed. I don't blame Bean for going for it. He was the closer they needed to get over the hump, but he was fully healthy this year, and he never looked this year as great as he looked in the first 12 games of his first season when he did look like the closer.
Right.
And they need to move on.
We'll be covering all that more as we look ahead to free agency. Eventually, the draft will be looming sooner than it always feels it's going to come. And we'll be back once we hear more from Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean eventually about this season. But until then, just make sure you're reading on BuffaloNews.com for all of your coverage of the Bills.
Treat your team to the most flavorful pizza on game day at Picasso's Pizza. 4 great Western New York locations. Williamsville, West Seneca, Lancaster, and Blaisdell. Picasso's. We are Buffalo's Pizza since 1980. Order online today at picassospizza.net.